Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's the latest on the pack? Let's go inside the locker room with Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Gazette on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, from the Green Bay Press Gazette, he is the aforementioned Ryan Wood. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Good afternoon, Mr. Ryan Wood. How are you?
Sparky, I'll take a Coke float, you know, Frosty. You get a little Coke in there, the vanilla ice cream, blend it all together. I'll take that from Wendy's.
Wait a second. So you're taking a vanilla Frosty and putting Coke in it?
That's right. Mix it together. Coke float. I don't do the root beer float. If I'm doing beer, I'm doing beer. I'm not rooting for it. I drink the beer. I'll take the Coke float.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, you don't like root beer? That's not your thing?
Oh, no. Root beer's terrible.
Terrible? Oh.
That's a hot take.
We got to go. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Root beer is Satan poison. That's awful.
What?
That's awful stuff.
Oh, man. I'll tell you right now. I don't know. I don't know what your deal is, but my deal is I started this years ago. Jack Daniels and root beer, man. Mix that bad boy together. It takes the cut off of the Jack.
And
it
Jaeger tastes like root beer.
Jaeger and root beer. I've not tried that. That is the perfect thing to mix with, man. I'm telling you.
That just sounds like a sad way to water down the Jack Daniels to me. No, 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 no. Don't mix that. No, but vanilla ice cream and Coca-Cola. Put it together.
Yeah.
Get it at Wendy's. I'm all about that.
All right. I'll try it next time. I mean, they got that huge machine inside Wendy's. You could pick like a 5 million different Coke flavors that you can put with it as well. All right, Ryan, let's talk about the Packers. So what's the latest on tight end Tucker Kraft?
Well, fortunately, Sparky, as you know, anytime there is an injury, the coaching staff is almost bending over backwards to be as transparent as possible about said injury situation. Actually, no, that's the opposite. The good news for Tucker Kraft is that it was not a major knee injury. There's no long-term effects here. Why that's good news is I think that if you've watched the first two games, it's got to be this is a violent game. It's a dangerous game. It's got to be in the back of your mind, wow, they look really good. What could sink this, a significant injury to a major player, as Tucker Kraft would qualify now? And so he dodged that. Whether he plays this week or not, sorry for you. It's not about Tucker Kraft. In the locker room yesterday, I peel off from Josh Jacobs, who he's talking in the gaggle, and I walk up to Zach Tom, who on Wednesday was asked how he felt for Sunday. He kind of paused. He's like, ask me tomorrow. So it's tomorrow now, and I'm walking up to Zach Tom, and he sees me. He knows I'm going to ask him, hey, you want to play Sunday? He smiles, gives me the Heisman stiff arm, and just starts chugging the other direction, like just dead opposite direction. So he looks spry doing it, but that's what you're dealing with injuries. Is Tucker Kraft playing this week or not? Maybe. We'll find out 90 minutes before kickoff.
Man, that's crazy. I've had that done to me before. I've had Mo Williams, who really never wanted to talk to me with the Bucks, the old Bucks point guard. When they used to practice at the Cousins Center, they'd be doing something. I'd ask to talk to him, whatever else, and Mo would go walking by while we were all talking to the coach and wave at me and then walk out the door and leave for the day.
Yeah. I went up to Zach Tom after. We get along well. Zach Tom is a very affable, friendly personality. He's a kind soul. And I go up to him. I said, you know, just so you're aware, anytime you ever say ask me again tomorrow, I will come up to you tomorrow and ask you again tomorrow. He's like, yeah, I know that I shouldn't have said that. But, you know, we'll see. Zach Tom, Tucker Kraft. With Zach Tom, the reason why I think that's significant has nothing to do with winning the game. Packers going to win the game with or without Zach Tom. It's the Browns. But it's week three, and that's Myles Garrett. And whether you win the game or not, you don't want Jordan Love taking extra hits. Like, it's right. A long season. The Packers know they went through this last year. Lingering injuries for a quarterback is never a good thing. They don't want to repeat that. Keep him upright. It's going to be pass-fail. If Zach Tom can't play, he can't play with that oblique. But if he can, he needs to be out there because that's your best protection against Myles Garrett, which means it's your best way to keep Jordan Love from taking extra hits, regardless of the scoreboard. That needs to happen.
I don't know if I agree. I don't know if I agree. And the only reason I don't know if I agree, we were talking about this before you came on, Ryan Wood, which is, you know, when you go out there against Myles Garrett, you know, we can do the whole, let's see how good we are. Let's go mano a mano and see if anybody can stay with this dude. And then if that doesn't work, then we'll double, we'll start chipping and so forth. Or you go into it the preferred way that I'd like to go into it, and Charlie, which is 2 and 3 dudes hit this guy in every single play. But if that's the concept regardless, then does it matter as much if it's Belton out there by himself or if it's Tom, if you're helping either way?
Yeah, because one's a rookie that could make a mistake early in his career. The other is Zach Tom. Whether you're getting chipped or not, you still gotta know the assignment. And I'm not specifically saying that about Anthony Belton, although we've seen, you know, he's had some holding penalties, he's had some issues. I'm not saying that about Anthony. I'm saying about a rookie in week three.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Zach Tom, second-team All-Pro type guy. Yeah, it makes a big difference whether you're chipping with a tight end or running back or not.
Yeah, I understand there's a gigantic talent differential and where they're all at this point. I understand that as well. I get it, but I'm just more of the fact of it's an oblique, and history of covering sports tells me these things will linger all year long and become really bad if you rush somebody back before they're completely all the way healthy. And for me, I look at this and go, do we really need him to beat Cleveland? I don't think so. Do you need him to beat Dallas? Maybe.
No.
Maybe not.
No.
And then it's Browning and the Bengals after the bye week. Like, to me, I'm just going to keep him until he's 1,000% ready to go. I'm not rushing this dude back.
I want to make this very clear. If Zach Tom can't play Sunday, if he's not ready, he should not play. Okay? Is that clear enough? Like, he should not play if he's not ready. But if it's a gray area and they feel like the chance of re-aggravation is very, 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 very low, then, yeah, go protect your quarterback. That's the franchise. That's Myles Garrett. I would be very concerned about that.
You get ready for this game, and we do confident, concerned, curious, like we've always done. And the concern I have is, I think with most Packer fans, if there is a concern in this game, and that is going back to the offensive line, you know, can this Packers team get enough of the ground game going to help open up this Packers passing game so you're not facing 3rd-and-8 and 3rd-and-10 all afternoon if they're running into a wall? That is an area of strength for Cleveland. Any concern from you on that?
A little. Not a lot, but I would say mild. The reason being, this is shocking to me, the Browns are the only defense in the NFL that's given up fewer rushing yards than the Packers through two games. They're at, like, what, 91 rushing yards in two games allowed? The Packers are at 97, the only two that have given up fewer than 100. They've got Myles Garrett, but they just drafted Mason Graham in a fifth overall pick. I mean, they've got a solid defensive front, and that's saying something because when you look at this Browns roster, there's very few areas where you use the word solid. So, yeah, I mean, it's a thing. With that said, Sparky, there's no one happier in the locker room after these past 2 weeks with how the offense has gone than Josh Jacobs. Both games, he was asked what he thought about, you know, the tough yards and the fact that they were able to make some big plays in the air in the passing game. And both times his face lit up. It was like, hey, we can throw the ball. And it was like he didn't say it, but that type of reaction where it's like, thank God, like a real relief, like it's tangible evidence that this Packers team can throw the ball deep, something that did not happen all the time, especially late last season. They've shown it now because Josh Jacobs knows that's going to take guys out of the box eventually. It might not be this week. It might not be in Dallas. But at some point, they keep doing this. That is going to be the byproduct, the result of that. And so he's awfully happy with how these first 2 weeks have looked for Jordan Love.
Time with Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer, joins us each and every Friday at 2:40 here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. He'll join us as well after every Packer game. Next one coming up on Sunday, we'll have the Green Bay football postgame show following that one with myself and Tommy Wirtz. Love having Ryan on. Let's go over to the defensive side of the ball. I believe, and I think you'll agree, that this Browns offense is mostly 12 personnel, mostly two tight ends. Fannin has shown the ability to run by people at this point and get separation. Njoku has been around a while, questionable hands. But I think that's what it comes down to. Can you cover the tight end well enough? And if you do that, I think you're in a pretty good position. They've got Tillman at wide receiver. I don't think that's a gigantic threat. I think that's really what it comes down to. Who's covering the tight ends, and can they keep them in front of them?
I think it comes down to how in the world are they keeping Joe Flacco upright? Who cares who covers the tight end? How are they going to actually have more than a second to throw the football? Because they need that. Because this is very different than Jared Goff and especially Jaden Daniels. Joe Flacco is 40 years old. He's never been a bastion of mobility before, and he's certainly not now. Against this pass rush, I just don't know how they keep him upright. Micah Parsons was asked today. He was asked about Dallas without being asked about Dallas, because how can you not? That's coming up next week, and this is the Cleveland Browns. So he's asked, you're a professional. You know the schedule. You know what's coming next week. How do you focus on the Browns? And he unleashed a quote where he's like, I haven't sacked Joe Flacco. I need to sack Joe Flacco. It was like a starving man that, like, I need to. I was standing in front of him, and I was actually scared for Joe Flacco.
It's even worse for Joe. Oh, Joe Flacco, it's over. Oh my God.
So how do they keep him upright, Sparky? Like, that's to me, that's the ball game.
I agree. We got Mark Schwab coming up, sports anchor at Cleveland 19 in Cleveland, who I've known for a long time at 320. I talked to him yesterday. I'm going to play back. And I said to him, man, prayers and thoughts go out to Joe Flacco and his family, because I don't know how they're going to keep him upright. I think they get 3 to 5 sacks in this game between him, Clark, Van Ness, Wyatt, Wood. And I mean, I think they all get back there to him.
This is my this is my favorite movie. You ever seen Field of Dreams?
Big fan of
Field of Dreams.
So this
scene has been going in my head over and over again the past couple weeks as I watched this Packers passing or pass rush. So when Moonlight Graham finally gets his shot, right, and he winks at the pitcher and he gets a fastball at his head and he mumbles to the ump, and the ump, what does he say? He says, "I'll give you some advice. How about you don't get yourself killed?"
Right.
That there are certain quarterbacks seeing this Packers pass rush on this schedule where I just think, don't get yourself killed. And Joe Flacco's one of them. 40-year-old Joe Flacco, stay safe. That's the game plan. How are you going to keep him upright? He can't move. He's a sitting duck back there. That's dangerous.
Oh my God, that is so funny. Stay safe. Good luck to you. That's not good if you're Joe Flacco. And, you know, the reason they're not going to Dylan Gabriel yet is because they don't want Dylan Gabriel to get killed by the Packers defense. So they're going to let Flacco to be out there and be the sitting duck until they find an easier part of their schedule, would be my guess. All right, prediction time. How close is this on Sunday?
I want to say 31-10. I don't expect it to be close. I don't have to tell you that I'm picking the Packers, right? The score is enough. 31-10. Yeah. And it shouldn't be close. I think what is somewhat interesting is whether or not they go in there and do that, because, okay, it's Packers-Browns. The Browns are not a good football team, but this is the NFL. There's pros on both sides. Joe Flacco, you know, another lifetime ago, did win a Super Bowl, and he's a competent but older quarterback. Can they take care of business in such a way that they did the first two games where you just leave no doubt? I think that'll be interesting, especially on the road against a team that is not the Lions, not the Commanders. There's no extra motivation here like you had those weeks. Can you just be professional and take care of business? I think that'll be interesting to see.
There he is, our guy, Ryan Wood. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Of course, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you Sunday after the game on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show.
Take care.
You betcha. There he is, Ryan Wood, on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.